listening to Live from Mount Sinai on the TalkWarrior.com radio network. This show is dedicated to fighting republicanism, evil, and defending the law of God. Today is Saturday, May 7th. You can call in at 415-738-0689. That's 415-738-0689. Our website is TalkWarrior.com. Now, introducing the star of Live from Mount Sinai, Massachusetts, weighing in at 201 pounds, the heavyweight champion of heaves, the circumcised surrealist, the scourge of Limbaugh, Moshe Moses Moskowitz.
Okay, thank you, Reverend. I just want to say that this is an unscheduled show. I won't be doing the show live tomorrow at our regularly scheduled time on Sunday Eastern Time at 4 p.m., but if you'd like to call in during that time or at any other time, I will be there to either take your call and talk to you, or, you know, you can leave a message if not, I'm not around, okay? So again, the number is 415-738-0689. Today I have Reverend Wowbagger with me. Thank you for being on the show, Reverend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay. We had originally scheduled to have a Ward Churchill showdown, but I decided to postpone the showdown this week and do it next week instead, because I wanted to talk today about some neo-Nazis from Arkansas who were about to descend upon the Boston area, actually, and stir up a shitstorm. That will be our first topic. But I just want to mention again about the Ward Churchill showdown, that there will be clearly defined rules of conduct for the debate. Okay, we will only be discussing the essay where Churchill made the infamous Little Eichmann quote. We will not be allowed to bring in extraneous information into the debate, nor will we be allowed to employ character assassination tactics. So, for example, I'll give you an example.
Richard Lair will be the moderator, actually.
Let me give you an example, okay? This is important. I want to lay down the rules, okay? Now, let's say if I were to bring up the fact that Professor Churchill doesn't have a PhD, or that he went to a backward college, or that he was a communications major. This is true, but this, if I were to bring that up during this debate, it would be against the rules. Now, I just wanted to say that.
Okay.
I got nothing against people that went.
Totally cool.
Yeah, I went to a backwater college myself. You know, I went to Northeastern University. I have a degree. I have a BS in psychology. You know, so I have an excuse though. My IQ is 95. But I just want to say that I don't hold it. I don't hold any bias against people just because they went to retarded universities. But anyways, also we're going to do something very experimental today. We're going to do 20 seconds. I know that what's really big today, Reverend, is reality TV. Everything is real, and that's what people want. That's what the masses want, and we're going to give that to the masses. We're going to be doing, this is experimental, okay?
For now,
we're just going to be doing 20 seconds of reality. That's all, 20.
Okay.
And we're just going to be ourselves, our regular selves, during that 20 seconds. That's it, okay? Also, I want to say we're also going to bring up, after we get through the Nazi topic and the 20 seconds of reality, the Reverend wanted to talk about his new religious cult, which he wants me to promote, and
the Mystic Knights of Bob Dobbs.
Right, the Mystic Knights of Bob Dobbs, and We will be getting.
Why are you laughing?
Well, let me tell you why I'm laughing, because this is something that someone that, you know, doesn't. I don't want to be like critical or sound like an asshole, but this is something that someone that does not have sex.
I knew
or has no desire ever to have sex says. I mean, people who do this cult or worship this subgenius thing, this whole thing, these people have something really wrong with them. They should be having sex. Normal people have sex, or at least they want to have sex. I don't have sex because I'm a loser, but I would like to have sex. Okay, I don't go around, you know, spending all my time, devoting my time into weird, you know, religious cults, and what I do is I berate myself all day for not having sex. I yearn for sex and I suffer.
But you see, that's the point. You see, why go through that?
You know, because I'm normal. Because at least I'm normal. I'm a loser, but at least I'm a normal loser.
Oh, well, that's just normal to begin with, you know? Just
okay, let's hit and run. You got a hit and run?
Right.
Okay, let's, I don't want to get lost on this issue. We just spent, I don't know, the last half an hour promoting all the topics, but we got a serious Nazi problem in Boston.
I hate Arkansas Nazis.
I don't have any bias against a Nazi from Arkansas versus, you know, Georgia, Virginia. I mean, they, you know, or Chicago. They're all assholes. I mean, why is an Arkansas
Nazi?
What?
The Blues Brothers movie.
I mean, why is an Arkansas Nazi any worse from any other Nazi? I mean,
I don't know.
They're all Nazis.
They're all misinformed.
Well, okay. Let's get into this. I'm reading this. I'm going to read part of a BostonHerald.com article. This is the beginning of it. Okay. It's titled "Neo-Nazi Hub Protesters Angers Holocaust Survivors," and I just want to say "hub" is sort of a name for the Boston area. Hub, it's not used that much. Just but anyway, it's by Jessica Fargan, dated Saturday, May 7th, 2005. Here, Holocaust survivors and their families are calling a neo-Nazi group's planned protest of a Remembrance Day, quote, insulting and degrading, unquote, and hope police can keep the peace. The white supremacy group White Revolution out of Arkansas plans a, quote, white rally, unquote, outside the solemn ceremony tomorrow at Faneuil Hall, where 900 people will remember victims of the Holocaust. Okay, I just want to say here that this is, you know, what's going on here is just is that, you know, there's a Jewish holiday. In fact, this is a recent official Jewish holiday that's been added to the calendar. It's called Yom HaShoah, and it's and it's like a day where you just it's a remembrance, a day of remembrance of all the people who perished during the Holocaust. It's a very serious holiday, and, you know, it's a sad day for, you know, it brings up a lot of sad memories for Jews. I want to tell you a little bit about White Revolution. Okay, you can visit their website at www.whiterevolution.com. And in front of a browser, Rev, but if you go there, you see in the upper right hand corner, there's like a photo, or at least a partial photo, of someone that looks like Boy George. You know, I don't. It's like this sexually ambiguous, like, person. You know, and it looks like George, Boy George, and it, And I'm a little confused. It makes me a little confused about their, you know, white revolution's sexual orientation.
Well, the only thing worse than a white Nazi is a...
is a gay white Nazi.
Gay white Nazi.
Okay, we're not going to bash the gays, okay? Okay.
I hate gay white Nazis.
All right, look.
And rabbits, too.
We're not gay. Look, we're just going to bash Nazis today. We don't... Look, I just want to say for people that are just tuning in, we do not bash gay people.
No.
At least,
no, we don't.
At least gay people who aren't Nazis. But anyways, let me read from you, from the White Revolution's blog, okay? And the subject of this blog entry, I'm going to read part of it, is Jews Whine About Our Demonstration by Chris Quimby, sort of like, you know, Mayor Quimby on The Simpsons. Okay, I'm reading now. Oh, coughing!
Cough button. Get that cough button there.
Coughed up about a half gallon of phlegm or so, but I'm okay now. Just, you know, when these Nazis bring up the phlegm. But anyways. All right. Okay, I'm reading, getting serious now. I'm reading from Mr. Quimby's blog. Apparently Boston's local Jews don't like the fact that some of the goyim, and for people that don't know, a goyim is sort of slang that Jews use, it's Yiddish, that to refer to Gentiles. It's not a nice word, but it's not like a really bad word, you know.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, it's a little derogatory, let me just say that. Let me start over. Apparently Boston's local Jews don't like the fact that some of the goyim are catching on to their scheme. One local Jew was even quoted as saying our presence was, quote, insulting and degrading, unquote. I don't know how this Jew defines insulting and degrading, but coming from a Jew, we will take that as a compliment.
Jesus!
I don't really know what that means, but anyway, I'm going to keep...
total slam. It's like,
I don't...
You know, it's like, we're not being racist, but then they make a racist statement like that, you know?
I don't know what... No. I really don't know what that means. You have to really wonder, though, does Jew boy find it insulting that taxpayers are being bilked out of their hard-earned money? Does Jew boy find it degrading that with each passing year, the victims of the Holocaust seem to be getting younger and younger? Nah, Jews don't mind bilking the goyim to serve the Jews' interests, and as far as the 48-year-old Holocaust victims go, well, they need to get the young Jews in on the bilking action too, don't you know? I just wanted to say... first, I might want to comment a little bit about this and say that I'm 39 years old and I was a Holocaust survivor. Okay, so it's, you know, it's true that Jews are getting younger and younger Holocaust survivors. It's all true, and it's all part of this. It's a scheme, and that's true. I just want to add some. I want to, you know, we're interested on this show. We're not interested. What?
It's part of the conspiracy.
Right. We on this show, we try to cut the crap. You know, we want to separate the truth from the fiction. And yes, it is a scheme, and I was a Holocaust survivor. Now, having said that, having pointed out the truth of that statement, I just want to say this. I don't usually get involved in defending Jews or even though this is a Jewish show. This is live from Mount Sinai. I don't get involved in defending the Jewish people, my people, you know, because I'm just so disgusted by their contemptuous actions against Palestinians. They treat them Arab like shit. Okay? Now, I know that, you know, there's two sides to the coin. I realize that, but Jews know better. Okay? They seem to have not really learned anything from the Holocaust. Okay, but after having said that, I want to say this. I don't defend Jews as a basically not as a rule, but I don't. It's not something to do. But this is something. These people, these Nazis, just crossed the line, and I don't really mind when Nazis want to go and demonstrate and say bad things about the Jews. Okay, I don't mind that. That's the right. They have a First Amendment right to do that. What really bugs me is that they're disrespecting the dead. They're dishonoring the dead. You don't come to my turf in Boston, okay? And come here during a fucking memorial. This is what it basically is. It's a memorial. It's a memorial service, okay? And you don't come here and disrespect the dead during a memorial service. You just don't do that. That's just crossing the fucking line, and that really pisses me off. Anyways, let me move on to another a blog entry.
Well said, though. I mean, I think you're very dead. You hit the nail on the head there.
Well thank you. Thank you, Reverend. Now I want to move on to another point. Made from another, this is part of another blog entry, White Revolution is Converging on Boston, Mass. This is Quimby again. The reason for us coming to Boston is easy enough to answer. For starters, this New England, quote, Holocaust Memorial, unquote, that just so happens to reside in downtown Boston doesn't exactly have a squeaky clean record. It seems that this, quote, memorial, unquote, has a couple blemishes that can be found if you take a closer look at its surface. With help from White Revolution's handy-dandy super sleuth, Chris Quimby, we were able to uncover a few things that the Jewish media never seems to bring up about this memorial. I guess one of the Jewish media, okay, was that he's referring to is the remember I started out with this Boston Herald article. I guess that's the Jewish media owned by Rupert Murdoch. Okay, when we all know what a fucking Jew he is. He's one kike son of a bitch, that Rupert Murdoch. Anyways, moving on, okay, I'm going back to the blog. For instance, according to Paul Tinton of the Boston National Park Service, this, quote, Holocaust Memorial, unquote, received government-funded, that's the ZOG code for, I'm not sure what ZOG is. Do you know what that is?
I don't know what that is. Okay. I have no idea.
Yeah. ZOG code for federal taxpayer money, upkeep and maintenance from the Boston National Park Service between 1995 and 2002 to the tune of $35,000 annually. This taxpayer service was only stopped due to the budget cuts in the National Park Service, but that's $245,000, okay, federal taxpayer dollars that went to a, quote, Holocaust Memorial Park, unquote, that is not even a national park. Well, okay, I'll grant you that, Nazi, Mr. Nazi. You know, I didn't check the facts on that, but I'm willing, but I'm going to take your word what's the expression, face value? Yeah. What, how are you still there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm reading ahead.
I have a lot of trouble with cliched expressions, but anyway. All right. But I'm going to take this guy's word for it. Okay, fine. All right? But how come, now, I just went to the National Park Service website, and I just took a cursory look, okay, at what kind of shit is being what federal money is being sprinkled at what, okay,
uh-huh.
And there was a whole list of different states, and I just looked at historic landmarks. I just picked Virginia. I could have picked any Confederate state in the Union. I just decided upon Virginia. And again, this is a cursory look, and this is what I found. I found that one of the historic landmarks under the umbrella of the National Park Service is the Confederate capital in Richmond City. It says city here in parentheses. I'm not sure what that means. Richmond, Virginia. Maybe a town of Richmond. I don't know. Okay, so here, federal tax dollars are going to the Confederate capital. Okay.
Yeah.
What else we have here? Well, at least this is under, I can't say that for sure, but this is under the umbrella of the National Park Service. Okay? This is federal government. All right. We also have here the White House of the Confederacy. Again, Richmond City, Virginia. Let me see, and I just got a...
Well, are we making the... Well, because, I mean, all Confederate people who are Confederates, they're not considered exactly Nazis, are they? I mean, because there's kind of a... we're getting in kind of a gray area
Confederates,
there.
Confederates, I think, you know, a Confederate was a 19th century Nazi.
Pretty much.
I mean, they stood for enslavement of black people. Okay, they stood for a cause which was evil. Not all people in the Confederate Army were evil. Not all people in the Wehrmacht Army were evil. Not all soldiers. Okay,
right.
Probably everyone in the SS was evil, but but it was an evil cause. Okay,
right.
Let me just. There's one other memorial, the Arlington House.
Just wanted to clear that up. Yeah.
Okay, Arlington House, the Robert E. Lee Memorial. Okay, now this is federal money. Okay, fine. You can bitch and whine about tax dollars going for Jewish causes, but why is tax dollars going for Confederate causes? Why is what my feeling is? Why didn't the Union, blow this shit up? Why did they burn it down? You know something, when the Russians and the Americans, they came into Berlin, the Russians came in first, but they just went into the Reichstag. I don't you're going to help me with the pronunciation here, but they blew this shit up.
Yeah.
Okay, they took it down, and this shit should have been burnt to the fucking ground to begin with, okay? So I don't understand why it's still standing. But my point is, okay, I understand this. People have different needs, and the people in the South have a need to, have their, evil landmarks, okay? Now, I think in the North, we should be allowed to have our Holocaust memorials, okay? I think fair is fair. That's all.
That's
all,
right.
All my point is... And now I just lost my fucking notes. Fuck me. Okay. Okay, we're going to take a break here while I find my notes. All right. We are back. And I think that we're gonna end the topic of... conclude the topic of white revolution. That's it. We're going to hit and run. Okay? And I think now is the time when we're going to do something highly experimental. Okay, and we are going to do 20 seconds of reality. Okay, this is 20 seconds of how we really are in the real world. Okay, myself, Moshe, and the good Reverend Wow Bagger. Okay, and I'm going to start. We're going to start the 20 second reality right now. You know what, Wow Banger? You're an asshole. You're a shitty co-host, you're an asshole, and you fucking suck cock.
And same to you, buddy, you blouse wearing voodoo walking Jew.
Don't be calling me a Jew, you fucking potato eater! Okay, that's it. 20 seconds of reality. And wow, you really get a glimpse into how we are in the real world. That was the real world, okay? You know, and boy, that was exciting. I feel exhilarating, and I think this is really what the masses want. This is the kind of exhilarating reality shit that you fucking retarded idiots are looking for. Okay, now let's go on now to the church. I know you wanted, this is something you wanted to bring up, and I want to talk about your what is it, mystic? Just tell me all about this before you do this. Hold on. Hold on. Okay. Before we go on to this, tell me, Reverend Wowbagger. I mean, it's kind of an unusual name.
Everybody laughs when they hear that.
Is this you? I want to know, and just tell me the truth. Don't fuck around. Is this like your birth name, or are you like in the porno industry, and this is like your porno actor name? I mean, what's going on here?
Actually, you know what? Somebody walked up to me. I was eating a sandwich outside of the 7-Eleven, and they asked me for a bite of the sandwich. And so I gave
them my sandwich. I come on the land down under.
Well, no, when he handed me that sandwich.
You know that song? Sorry.
I don't know. What song is that?
You remember that Men at Work? I come from the land down under.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember the
couldn't recognize it.
I don't remember.
But no, I swear to God, I gave him a bite of my sandwich, and I looked up, and it was Bob Dobbs. And from that moment on, I knew what I had to do.
All right, you know, I'm indulging you here. Okay, I mean, this we like. I mean, I used to have a co-host. Okay, he was horrible. Okay, and he would always try to like degrade the conversation and bring everything down. I'm talking about big world issues. Okay, I'm talking about, you know, evils in the world and tyrants like George Bush and war and famine, and he's talking about women's vaginas. I mean, I got nothing against women's vaginas, but you know, just only so far you can take this. It's, you know, because we're not Howard Stern here, you know. I'm not the king of all media. I'm the king of all Jews. Okay. Okay. So. I just want to say, we have to tread very carefully on this. Let's not go overboard on the Bob Dobbs topic, the subgenius thing, because no one else in the fucking world understands this beyond people that don't have sex. You know? So
what do you think, laddie?
So I'm just saying, you know, we have to try to, you know, what I tried to do on the last show, I tried to really sort of like piss off some subgenius people, and I thought like I'd get more of a reaction, but I didn't get anything.
No, I haven't seen anything either.
And it's ridiculous. So I mean, so I feel like, you know, what's the use of going now? You know, we're beating a dead horse.
But you see, you were supposed to have some music ready that would explain it better. Remember,
you want me to play some music? I will play. Okay.
The horse is already dead, so let's not go there again. But you were supposed to have at least listened to
the... I was going to bring that up. I was going to play the music at the end. You want me to play it now? I can edit right in now. You want me to play it now? I'm going to play it now. I'm editing it in right now.
Okay. Elevate your thoughts now.
Bob. The history of the Church of the Subgenius is not one of great respect and knowledge. The Mystic Knights of Bob Dobbs, on the other hand, they have a history that predates time itself. They are the right hand of Bob. They are the hand that moves them. They are the hand of the true believers. Long live the fighters, for they shall lead us with the guidance of God Dogs. See, there are many people who believe we are occultists of Bob. Then in reality, we are the light and the saving way of the party. We must not allow such pinks and human-based forms to discourage us from our true mission.
Okay. Now that you've heard that one song, we've enlightened you, okay? I mean, what is the meaning of all this? I don't understand. And it's like, what is the ordinary common guy that listens to this podcast or comes upon this show? I mean, what does he take from this? Where are we going here? Help me out.
I don't know. I could go to the store if you wanted me to.
Let me help you out. Okay, look, I'm going to give you a quote. This is a quote taken from one of the things I was supposed to, one of the selection you gave me, okay? One of the items you gave me. The reason why I did not play this one is because it was in such fucking bad taste that I couldn't do it. I mean, it's like, one thing you shouldn't do, this should be like a rule. I mean, we don't, you know, this is not a very tasteful show, but this should be a rule, okay? If you're a white guy, don't satirize, you know, Martin Luther King. You know, just don't do it. Okay? But this is taken from that. This is a quote taken from that. Quote, "The church has misled us. Mr. Stang has misled us. We shall lead ourselves to a new promised land, and we shall understand then the true glory of Bob Dobbs," unquote. What are you saying? What?
Damn, I mean, straight.
You're saying this is a radical statement. I want to know what's going on. No, when you do that, tell me, is that some kind of a bird call? I mean, you're in California, okay? You're in California. You know, do they have like some kind of weird bird? Woodpecker that responds to that?
There's all kinds of weird birds out here, dude. This is California. Oh, land of the weird birds. Lots of weird birds out here.
Okay, now look.
Oh, you mean like chickens and stuff like that? Those are kind of weird.
Is that a call for chickens?
Oh, no.
What is that? What is the... What is that?
I don't know. It's just something kind of compelled to do sometimes.
Look, I'm going to bring up a quote that you made on the previous show. Let your freak flag fly, baby. Now's the time to do it. Now, come on. Let's have it. Come on.
What do you mean?
Come on.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Look.
You just didn't understand what the.
You're holding back.
You're holding back. I'm holding back.
You're holding back. I want to know the true story. In fact, I want to know. I want to get back to your childhood, and I want to see what went wrong. Right? What went wrong? That you had trouble having sex.
What the fuck, you motherfucker?
Now I've been seriously hot water with my co-host.
Your assumption is number one, it's false.
No. What's going on? No, really. What did you want to talk about with the Mystic Knights of Bob?
I didn't really bring it up.
You know, it sounds like you kind of focused on it. So I wasn't supposed to really. It wasn't really a topic. I was just supposed to play it.
Well, you were supposed to play it and then maybe comment on it or something like that. But,
well, I did it. If you don't want to talk about it, it's okay. I feel like a shrink.
I was unprepared. You're asking me to kind of pull something I was unprepared for, unfortunately. I was all in Ward Churchill land.
Did you prepare for that?
I was serious. Yes, I've got the damn article up on my desktop.
All right, awesome.
But I was not in the subgenius frame of mind. I was in the Ward Churchill frame of mind.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, all right. I didn't mean to ambush you.
Who do you think I am, George Bush? You bastard.
I didn't mean to ambush you. Okay, How many minutes in? Jesus Christ, we're only in like a fucking half an hour in. Okay. Okay. So, you know, I'm gonna bring up one like really, you know, maybe I won't. Maybe I won't. You know what? Maybe we'll just. I think that, you know, the show had. It was only a half an hour. It was a short show, but it was like, it's so intense. It was like the size of four shows. So it was like, it's one half an hour show. The intensity of four shows. So it's like four and one.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Like reality television.
Right, now I don't even know what I'm talking about. All right. Next week, we're gonna talk about, we're gonna concentrate on the, it's a very exciting show next week. We're gonna have a big grandiose debate about war. Churchill is gonna be blood. You know, this is, I mean, we're gonna just tear each other apart, you know, and this, we're not gonna, our egos are gonna be like raggedy, bloody things strewn across the floor. I mean, there's not gonna be anything left of our egos after this debate. Okay, so it's gonna be really exciting. I also, you know, I wanted to bring her up today. I wanted to bring up J-Lo and those fucking PETA people. I didn't really study it enough, so you know, so I was like, you know, fuck it. So I wanna get on to that next week, and maybe we'll have maybe we'll go up to 25 seconds of reality, who knows. Hey, do you have anything you want to talk about?
No, man. I've just been busy and a little stressed out, so no, I haven't really had anything to talk about.
Well, tell me what's really happening.
What do you mean?
Give me some dirt, man. That's what I want. I want some dirt.
Homie's working four jobs and he's tired.
All right.
That's what's going on.
Oh, don't have my credits. Fuck me.
Good God.
Okay. I'd like to thank. One other thing I didn't. This is, you know, I knew I was missing.
Hey, it's not too late. What's up?
I knew I was missing something from the whole Nazi thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Fuck me, man. This was a pivotal part of my point. Okay. In fact, I didn't even hear. Here's another quote from the guy's blog. Oh, man, I'm so retarded, man. Okay, anyways, going back to this, to White Revolution's blog, this is Quimby's blog, another quote. It gets better, though. Apparently, this memorial had trouble finding some land in downtown Boston to erect its memorial. So what does the city of Boston do? They allow the New England, quote, Holocaust Memorial, unquote, to be built on city-owned property that allows it to stay on city-owned property, rent-free. That's right. Not only are federal taxpayers being ripped off, but so are the taxpayers of Boston. You would think the city of Boston could have found better use of their property, like perhaps a parking garage or something of that nature. I guess we can attribute that to the Jewish influence over our government. Okay, I just want to say we covered the federal subsidization issue, okay? In regards to the local subsidization issue, I want to say two things. First of all, we live in a democracy, okay? And Boston is a democracy. It's a city, they have a town council, and they have a mayor, okay? These people are elected, okay? You know, these people were elected by the people, okay? So it's none of their, it doesn't affect people. These people were elected by the people in Boston. It doesn't affect the people in fucking Arkansas. Uh-huh. This is what this was the voice of the people in Boston. But let me say one other thing about the all this Jewish power and all this Jewish ownership and you know, on Jewish control in the government. Okay, I'm gonna read you the names of all the of all the councilmen in Boston. Okay, Paul J's. You know, I won't do that. The reason I won't do that because it's just overkill. Here's here's the point, okay? There's this one Jew out of 13. Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. One Jew out of 13, okay? I've never, ever heard of any other Jew ever being on the city council of Boston. Boston is dominated mostly by Irish Catholics and has been for the last 100 years. Most of the people on the council are either Italian or Irish. It's always been that way. Okay, Jews have no control in Boston, at least no political representation. So, I'm sorry I brought this up way too late at the end of the show, but that's just pure shit that Jews, control the government in Boston or anything like that. It's just crap. We've never had a Jewish mayor. That's all I got to say. And I think we're going to wrap it up. And before I do that, we're going to get to my credits. Then I'll wrap. Did I start in on my credits? I don't remember.
No, you haven't.
Okay, good. I'd like to thank John Truby for providing us with his music. For more information about John Truby, please go to our website at talkwarrior.com. I'd like to thank Reverend Weilbagger for Ed Beck manning the show. I would also like to thank the God of my original father, Abraham, who gives me the energy and courage to fight evil. And I'd also like to say, just for the record, I don't normally praise Jesus, but I want to just thank Jesus for being a Jew. Thank God for being a Jew, since Jesus is God. Okay. Okay. Oh, God. Oh, man. I thought I was in like a persistent vegetative state there for a while. I thought like crazy wackos would come out of the woodwork and pray for me let's get on. This show is a copyrighted broadcast of the TalkWarrior.com radio network. It may be retransmitted, provided that it is not altered or excerpted in any way. Please vote for the show. You can do this by going to the website at TalkWarrior.com. On the menu below the podcast image, click vote, and then proceed to vote for the show. Also, please give a dollar donation by clicking the dollar image on the menu below. I will not be able to afford the overhead costs of running this show indefinitely by myself, as I am unemployed, and also because I'm Jewish, I need to like subsist off of others and exploit everyone, and that's it's part of my master scheme of my master race. Okay. I'll see you again next week at Sunday, 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. Please see our website, talkwarrior.com, for updated information about the show. Okay. Next week, we're going to have another, this person is also going to be a reverend, but we're going to have someone else next week. But I really appreciate your co-hosting the show, Reverend Weilbagger.
Well, and thanks for having me, Moisha.
Sure, no problem. Okay, take it easy. I'll see you again next week.